The camouflage and backpack.
Blog Talk Radio.
Information.
From ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In Depth Nation is here. The Sports In Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good night.
And wow, talking about a few, it's 9 degrees in New York City. That's not even 10. Doc Stanley, Sports In Depth, Blog Talk Radio, and Trusted God Network. It's the 3rd of January, and it's our straight show. Yesterday, birthday greetings to my beloved daughter, Turquoise, my first girl. And anniversary greetings the day before to my beloved daughter, Demony. They celebrated their 4th anniversary, and she's expecting their first baby this month. Very big month. And my family, my beloved mother, if the good Lord desires. 21st is month, she's 93 years old. First grandchild was born in January, Tariq on the 25th. My first daughter, January the 2nd, and my second child, my numbers have a pro. It's also the month, birthday of Jackie Robinson, first black player in Major League Baseball history. George Foreman, the oldest man and the first man of his age to win back the heavyweight champion of the world. Joe Frazier, the first black man to win the Olympic gold medal heavyweight champion, and the first man to beat Muhammad Ali. Ali, the first man to win heavyweight champion of the world 3 times. But a lot of first here, baby. Kelly Swanson, number 7. First foremost greatest female PR lady in boxing history. I got to call Marlon Barfield tomorrow. That's my son's birthday, man. Jesse Barfield, her husband, the first and only man to lead the league in home runs for a foreign team. Black man. Wow. Not a place. Dr. Martin Luther King. First black man to have a holiday. Daniel Hopkins, the oldest man, first of his age to win a major championship. So planning George Foreman. Ray Jones Jr., first black middleweight, come from middleweight to win heavyweight champion of the world. A lot of firsts here. Whoa. Gotta remember that, baby. Ooh. A lot of firsts. Yeah, I gotta put that too. Doc Stanley, Sports In Depth, Blog Talk Radio, Trust Radio. Sam Cooke always leads us off. Man, it's freezing outside. It is freezing. But hey, thank God it's warm in here. Sam Cooke!
Bible day, she had been sick, sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, "What are you trying to do?" She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." She cried, "Oh!" touch me. She said it was I who just wanna touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now. She stood there crying, oh, oh.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
We are going to jump into a subject here. Little Pete called me. Instead of sitting there talking about it on the phone, let's do a show about it. You ain't got 10 in person. Jump into it right there. But the thing that we always do first, too, is we always open up in prayer. So, one question. We now take a moment to you will stop. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. More importantly, have your will, have your way, dear Lord. We thank you for last night laying down, this morning getting up. Clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, food on our table. Eyes that see, knees and legs and feet and arms that work and walk. We thank you, Lord, for a debt that was paid, that wasn't made a long time ago. We thank you for love that is love beyond comprehension. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for all the blessings that have come, that will come, and love constantly shown and shared. And we ask these blessings in the name of our Savior, your Son, Jesus. And as we do the month of birthdays, we want to say happy birthday to my daughter Turquoise yesterday, and happy anniversary to my daughter Gemini and my son-in-law Michael on the first. Happy birthday to the lovely wife of Marion Boykin, Miss Antoinette Boykin, Philly Funch out of Philadelphia. Funch is one of the top language teachers in Brazil. As the month will continue, so we'll end. 31st is Jackie Robinson's birthday. The day before will be Jonathan King's wife and that of the legendary John Thomas, Blaze Entertainment editor and Black journalist. And legendary Big Big News and the Mirror's Beacon. Birthday, no birthday only lost. Two guys, those two, they left them twice. The sandwich in between birthday wise. The 10th is George Foreman. The 30th. The oldest man to win the heavyweight champion of the world. First man to do that. Only man. As age at 50 years old. Ali, first man to win the heavyweight championship 3 times. Still crazy, the first black man to win heavyweight gold medal, and the first man to beat Muhammad Ali, and the first man. The only man in the history of history boxing. Dr. King, first black man to have that holiday. The song is dedicated to Dr. King. Written by Stevie Wonder, orchestrated by late great Hal Jackson. Ben Hopkins has a birthday this month. The oldest man to win the world championship. And the longest reigning, most defensive by a middleweight champion, Roy Jones Jr. First man to win the heavyweight championship. Black man at the middleweight, that's the heavyweight. Not a first. That stands for the Block of the Special Network. Went for Little Pete to join us. He was supposed to be the whole key to this. See that it's not, we will be getting back to you in just a moment. Happy birthday, good birthday today. Tomorrow is the birthday of Marla Boswell, the first black man, only man to lead the league in home runs. That's one team. Wow, not a first. Not a first. Wow. Back then, he's supposed to be a blast up radio. And trust in God, radio network.
We also shout out to everybody in the good. We also have a little...
A Rádio Pajeú é o mundo todo. Fala, Stanley, direto dos Estados Unidos.
Meu nome é Doug Stanley.
Meu nome é Doug Stanley.
E eu moro em Nova York.
Eu moro em Nova York.
Nos Estados Unidos.
Nos Estados Unidos.
E estou ouvindo Radio Web Pajeú.
Estou ouvindo a Rádio Web Pajeú.
Um abraço.
Um abraço.
Hugs. God bless you.
Deus abençoe você.
Eita, menino, quer dizer que agora é internacional, é?
Yes. Ué.
I'm playing this because, you know, last month this time we were playing this, you know, the kitchen, and I read something in my daily word, and it said, you know,
chestnuts roasting,
you know, on an open fire. You know what? Next day after Christmas, the
Jack
day
Frost
was
nipping at your nose.
But Nat King Cole, this is, I remember my lady aunt.
Yuletide carols.
Yeah, house where we were
sung
Christmas
by choir.
She and my dad said, you know,
folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows.
And
a turkey
process,
and some mistletoe.
I remember listening to radio to Christmas songs. And I heard the beginning of this song. Oh, wow, okay. I cut something out there. You know, maybe some kind of, you know, reindeer song. So I cut away from it, you know? And yet, it's the greatest rendition of Noel you're ever going to hear. And I got a chance, too, by the grace of God, all great things, to meet Howard Hughes. And I told him that. You know, he's with Shalimar and on his own. Once time, three times, I think that's one of the greatest ballads ever. And as I was going through the channel on the radio, listening to different Christmas songs, because now it's the holiday, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, they're all there playing a whole bunch of Christmas songs. So I'm going from one time, and then as I came back, because it's a long edition, I heard the enemy. Come on, what's that? You know what I mean? And there was a whole time, I am talking about radio store, speakers.
Born in the kingdom.
Well, this is records. This is on there. And I thought, but well, wait, I remember that beginning. I remember the ending. Beautiful all the way to First Noel. Oh, but please. Remember. How are you? There's nowhere.
There's nowhere. The angels did say, was to search for shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they lay, keeping their sheep on a cold winter.
There's another
so
song, because I remember seeing her,
and that's
and
night, nowhere,
thank our Father,
nowhere, nowhere.
I'm going up Christmas lit, as the standard, I think, you know.
Well, I'm all grown up now, can you still help somehow? I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas wish, not for myself, but for
Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday night, police are investigating an attack on a 26-year-old in City Jew on.
Wonderful.
Only way to describe, look, man can't find words to describe God. You gotta feel so wonderfully blessed.
Wonderful.
We've seen another year, 2022.
He's wonderful.
And I got him. Amen.
He's so wonderful.
I want to take a moment or two here and get to Brazil and just shout out to all the family and friends over there. Really felt. So, Professor William Calhoun, hey, Doc, we miss you, man. We saw you was here. Top football agent over there, Peter Nero. Call me after coming in Christmas Eve, Happy New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. And that, you know, that's when the reality of people really exposed themselves in anger. God damn it, man. How did I got to tell you? Over the drug. You know what, man? We really are a great guy. I read something that said, you know, for vanity, give a person a mirror. The truth will not lie. You're right. I see some people who their true self is so great, but fortunately, it's with alcohol. You know what I mean? Fortunately, it's with alcohol that they, you wonder why they stay so masked behind where the beauty is so wonderful and nice. So, never, you know, those of you from Baltimore don't, you haven't heard from them in a long time. Last month, Dave Booker DeMacho, one of the top promoters, had a birthday. Mary Vanessa, 30th, the next day after his. Remembering Marie Richelieu, December. Usually I'm in Brazil this time of year, but as I told you, my mother is in the hospice care. And my thinking is I need to meet her, here for her comfort and support, and to also be support and comfort with my sisters, Teresa and Helen, and my brother James. My dad passed away on the 28th of, 23rd of December. 40 years ago, that's from here. Memorial that we remember with, you know, with the trepidation and all. I want to send out to you, as we talk about December birthdays. Yesterday, we know but Freitas. His name Ghost. His birthday was in December. He passed away yesterday. He's 5 years old. Freitas family is a very close family to me throughout. Distant here. That's when I came back from the military. Stepped with his name Jet, so we're sending out prayers. And I want to be the judge. It's remarkable that we were getting ready for Christmas. Take this time, like I said, to reflect on last year. You know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, I guess you could say. How ugly can it be if you're alive? How bad was it really? Anyway, we're doing our Sports in Depth Monday Top 10, and also I thought I'd put in first. Yeah, okay, I wanted to put in first. I told you what the first was. And I think we got Pete here to join us, so we'll get back into get him in on some basketball here now. And okay, Pete, let's do it now.
How you doing, Doc? I was having trouble with the connection getting up.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Let's have it. Let's go. We got a good little while here. Let's hit it. I always say Pete starts calling. And, you know, instead of asking me this stuff over the phone, let's do it on the job. So, on the air. So, let's do it, Pete.
All right. So, Doc, so the best basketball player of all time. I personally got to go with Wilt Chamberlain. What are your thoughts?
I mean, ask Earl Monroe that. Earl said, Wilt. Clyde Drexler. Wilt. 50 points, 25 rebounds. Played every minute of every game. You know, if you say that the center is the most dominant player on the court, well, then if he's the most dominant player, he's the best player. I mean, people say they had a thing on the open court, and they say, well, you know, the championship is Russell. But if you're talking about skill, it's Chamberlain. Well, you know, it's remarkable that if championships are the ultimate, which it's not, but if you're going to look at championships, and we've done this before, Lil Pete. Where it depends who the guy is, you interject championships as a plus, or you see championships as a negative. You know, it's a negative when you talk about Charles Barkley. It's still more of a negative when you talk about Elgin Baylor, but it's not a negative when you talk about John Stockton. You know what I mean? Other guys that you talk about, it's not a negative. So, I mean, it's just, you know, Walton talked about at the 1997 All-Star game, and I remember he said that we're getting ready to leave, and Commissioner Stern, nice guy. Anytime he asked him what he always said, thanks a lot, that's one of them. And he said, Mike, well, let's go. And they were arguing, and the conversation ended, you know, the best player of all. And Chamberlain said, you know, Mike, they did things to help you. They did things to stop me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, people, a lot of people don't know this. The reason why you can't go past the free throw line is because Chamberlain's the dunker of the free throw. You know, the lane used to be smaller. They widened it, you know, whereas in the league, they implemented the no hand-checking rule, which was advantageous, you know, for anybody, everybody, especially for the league players. So, and you talk, it's remarkable how it depends who you have. You don't see the center being that vital and being that important. Let me get this out of here. I should say this number four. But, I mean, it's a situation of, you know, when you ask Dr. J and you ask George Gervin who they think the best players all time, again, it's the center. Yeah. But those guys say it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now, you know, if you do Jabbar and you do Mike, then they asked Jabbar on the Dan Patrick show, you know, who you think best player. He said, well, you know, when people say Jordan's guy, you know, they've never seen Oscar Robertson or Jerry West. But if you look at the numbers, Kareem has as many championships, which they never bring up. Kareem has more MVPs, which they never bring up. And then, because you want to go through that criteria, if you want to go for titles, he's won as many titles as Jordan, and he's one of two different teams. Now, you can use that as a plus or a negative, but why not make it a plus? You know, Jordan won all six of his with the Bulls, okay. But Jabbar won five with the Lakers and one with the Bucks, which happens to be the only team that ever shot 50% from the floor. And they won 66 games. I'm just, I look back, you know, what are some of these guys thinking? How did Larry Costello not try to go for 70 games? There's only four more games. You know, 70 wins. Yeah, I didn't understand it. You know what I mean? Especially, you know, I mean, it's not like guys are not in shape. Now, okay, so Jabbar has as many championships, more MVPs, played longer, scored more points, and it's the stat that it would be different if Mike didn't miss those 2 years. But he has more assists than Mike. He has more assists than Mike.
Well,
that's what we're changing.
You know,
Literally, come up here.
Remember there was a good center, by George McGinnis. Remember him?
George McGinnis was a forward.
Power forward, right?
Yeah.
Forward.
Well, you know, Peter, I'm not
very,
into that power forward, small forward stuff, but yeah, he's a great. He got injured, injury sidelined him. I asked George Gervin one time, Dr. J, you know, when McGinnis was ABS, I said, how good is George McGinnis? And he said, Mel, on any given night, he can get you 50 points or 50 rebounds. But injuries played a big factor. You know, you're so blessed to be injury-free. You know, and that's when you look at how great Oscar and Bale and West and Chamberlain and Russell and Pettiwood, mm-hmm. those guys, not only the injury, but they didn't have the medical facilities they have today. I mean, the knee problems that Elgin, I mean, you look at Gale Sayers, 7 years and youngest man voted into the Hall of Fame, the injuries that mm-hmm. he had, all those guys would say that they had, you know, could have been a whole another story had they had the technology that just came in a few years later. 3 years later, though. But go ahead, Pete. Dr. Kenny, Pistol Pete, NBA top 10. And first, as I told you, this morning had a lot of birthdays. The guys, the first, George Foreman was the first man at his age, the oldest man to win the heavyweight championship of the world. First thing between that, Joe Frazier on the 12th, the first man to ever beat Muhammad Ali, and the first black man to win Olympic gold medal. Ali on the 17th, first man to win back the heavyweight championship of the world three times. 31st of the month is the last. In the month, of course, it's the birthday of Jackie Robinson, the first black player in Major League Baseball. Tomorrow, birthday of Marla Barfield, her husband, Jesse Barfield, one of the great defensive right fielders, one of the greatest throwing arms, one of the greatest sluggers, first black man to lead the league in home runs for a foreign team. Okay? We move on. Dr. King, first black man to have a national holiday named after him. Also, it's birthday of Bernard Hopkins, who was became the first oldest man to ever win a championship. Then we have Buddy McGirt this month, too, with Ollie's. Him and Ollie's on the 17th. And then for me, you know, the first lady of my life, my beloved mother, 21st of the month, my grandson, My first grandchild, mm-hmm. the 25th of this month. Yesterday, birthday of my first daughter, Turquoise, named after her beloved godmother, Dr. J's wife at the time, who's a parent. So, I mean, sports-wise, a lot of firsts, about my life, a lot of firsts. Also, like I said, you know, Jackie Robinson this month, the 30th of this month. There's also Don Thomas, the foremost and first entertainment editor at the legendary Big Red newspaper and the New York Beacon. So a lot of firsts. And come on, now you talking about Pete? You mentioned Kobe. Let's go. Come on, Pete. It's your show.
Yeah,
got some time.
So Doc, let me ask you this, okay? In terms of Kobe Bryant,
mm-hmm.
we all know that he's a top 10 player. Where do you rank him? You think better than you think he's better than Jordan or no?
No, he's not better than Mike.
Mm-hmm.
He's not, you know, Mike is Mike. He's not better than Mike. You know, see, my thing is this. You know what? If you have to be stuck with Michael Jordan being the greatest player of all time, I could deal with that. I could see that mm-hmm. in this era. We talked about that because, and Mike talked about that too. He said, you know, I don't see, he said, it's cringe when I never played. He said, you know, because, you know, I haven't played against the best players of all time. And then he talked about, too, the exposure. And we talked about this on the other show. You know, you got one game a week back in the 60s, one game a week on Sunday. One game a week, and nine times out of ten, it was the Celtics. So you're seeing Russell against Chamberlain. You're seeing Russell against Elgin Baylor and Jerry West. You're seeing Russell against Oscar Robertson, Jerry Lucas of the Cincinnati Royals. You're seeing Russell against Bob Pettit and Lenny Wilkins. But you're seeing one game a week, and you can bet your bottom dollar it's going to be the Celtics. So you're only seeing, luckily, you're going to see a redundancy of the Celtics, so this Cousy and this Russell. And then yesterday, now we wanted to acknowledge the passing of the late, great Sam Jones yesterday. Sam Jones passed away, 88 years old. Sam Jones has won more championships than anybody else in the history of the NBA, with the exception of Bill Russell. He wore number 24, and he won 10 championships, 8 in a row. Only Bill Russell won more. He was a clutch player. He was old school in the sense he would bank about 4 or 5 shots with 10 points. Then he would shoot another 4 or 5, net them. Then he would make his free throws. An outstanding defensive player, 88 years old. Now both of the Celtics famed backcourt, Casey Jones and Sam Jones, have passed away. But we want to remember Sam Jones here. And I got to make sure I put that in the notes too. The great Sam Jones. Got a chance to meet him. Now, Sam Jones, and asking him, he told me he thought that Michael Jordan was the best player ever. But, Kobe, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of Sam Jones, right, you think Sam Jones was up there in terms of greats?
He was. I got to see what his lifetime stats are. It's no question he's among the 50 greatest players. No question about that.
Mm-hmm.
No question. Yeah.
Bill Russell had 11 titles, and that's pretty impressive. But, you know, listen, I respect Bill Russell. I think he's a great.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Wilt Chamberlain, you know, I always think of Wilt Chamberlain and Kareem. You know, they had that edge over him. Because, I think they could score the ball better.
Offensively, they did. They were a better offensive player than Russell. And I'm gonna tell you, and you just brought this up to me right now. You just brought, and it was the first time I've ever thought about it. Doc Stanley Sports Network, Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Government Network, dedicating this show to the memory of Reynold Befrages and Sam Jones. You could have put Kareem. Yeah, it's funny, nobody ever thought about it. You could have put Kareem in the same position as Russell was, and the Celtics could have did the same thing. Maybe even more devastating, because of the offensive prowess of Kareem, because Kareem's going to make the other center come out, okay?
Yeah.
So whatever rebounding advantage he had, that's gone, because you got to come out to get Kareem, and Kareem, thank you for that. It hits my mind after all these years that Kareem could have done the same thing in Boston. And Ted Williams said he felt, without question, that had you subplanted and put Russell where Chamberlain was and Chamberlain where Russell was, the Celtics could have done the same thing with Chamberlain as their center. Now, all about talking about the selfishness of Chamberlain, all that kind of stuff, but Chamberlain, my late friend, to his class of humbleness, humility, and class, said, you know, no, he said, you know, if I was on Boston, my offense would have took the ball out of the hands of Havlicek and Sherman and Sam Jones and Willie Knowles. And that's a great attribute of class that he shows, as Mike always does. Mike never says I'm the greatest player. I can't say I'm the greatest player. You know, I didn't play against the greatest players of all time. You know, and I've known the time where the exposure. We talked about that too, Pete. You know, you're getting a basketball game. Okay, shucks. The home team plays every night now on cable. Now, back in the day, you didn't get to see that there wasn't cable television. And so, you know, you saw the Knicks when they played, actually back then, like I said, you only had the game of the week. But now, if you're a Bull fan, a Nets fan, Knicks fan, and you can catch the home team every night on cable television. Three or four games a week during the week. There's games all over the weekend. You know, and here's Christmas Day, you got three NBA games. You know, back in the day, maybe you got a game if Christmas is on Sunday. The only sport that functioned year-round yearly with a game was the Thanksgiving Day. The Detroit Lions played every year on Thanksgiving. So every year it was the Lions against whomever they played. And now you got three games on Thanksgiving. You got the Lions game, you got the 4 o'clock game, you got the 8 o'clock. The exposure. You know, and that's what made Julius Erving so great, because the legend of Dr. J was word of mouth. Man,
I got another topic for you.
Come on.
So football, sport of football, right? Now, everyone will say Tom Brady when I ask this question, but I just want to be sure of your opinion. Who do you think is the best football player of all time? Because, you know, you got a lot of good talent right now, but in terms of greatest player of all time.
The best football player of all time, from an offensive standpoint of Brown view, is Jim Brown. The best football player of all time from a defensive standpoint of view is Lawrence Taylor. That's simple.
Yep.
Brady, if you want to say
what do you think of talent today? Mahomes, Brady.
Mahomes is a great quarterback. Brady's a great quarterback. I mean, Mahomes is great already. Now, see, Julius had a great thing, too. You got to play 10 years before I start calling you great. So, yeah. I know you can see the greatest in Mahomes, but we got to see. RG3 has started away. Yeah, so you've got to see. There's got to be some consistency and longevity. But Mahomes is elite. Todd Brady's already great. He's validated great. Peyton Manning, already great. Because you have the tenure. You got to have the time. You got to have the time there, you know. So, Brady, see, I'm an answer because that happens too often now. You know, I lead the league in scoring 3 years in a row. Now, wait. You know, you lead the league 3 years in a row or three out of four. Okay, you got to have some tenure, okay, as what Steph Curry is doing. Because Magic Johnson was on the show and he said, whoa, I can't have Steph Curry as the greatest point guard. He's got to do it continuously. How many guys, boom, get hurt all of a sudden? That's the greatness of Gale Sayers. That's the greatness of Gale Sayers. And in a minute amount of time, he had a grand resume. You know, everybody talk about that. I remember Jim said, you know, the shipping of Gale Sayers. I mean, you know, when Gale Sayers retired, his rookie year, he broke the record for most touchdowns in the season, okay? But when, you know, his stats were just, you know, Gale Sayers, lifetime kickoff and punt return average was 30 yards. Lifetime, 31 yards. Remarkable.
And that's very, very, very elite level.
It's nobody else is close. 31. If Sayers caught the ball on the 20, you're at midfield. You're at midfield. You're in the other team's territory already. If you catch it at the goal line, you're still starting a good possession at the 30. I was blessed by God where all great things come from. Praise your name, Lord, and your son. I got a chance to be a big boxing fan, big boxing expert. You know, it's remarkable that a lot of athletes, Bruce Smith, Eddie Murray, Gale Sayers, Kevin Willis, Charles Barkley, not just boxing fans, but astute intellectual people who know the game. Hold on a second here. Don't go, little Pete. Don't move. Oh, Pete, well, good. Keep talking. Yeah. Get you.
Anyway,
here.
Listen, I just called to give you a quick shout. I got you two bottles, kiddo. We got to pick them up. I'll let you know when to pick them up, Doc.
Okay, you got to run. I'll call you back. Okay, 10-4.
Okay, 10-4.
Okay, next. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gilberto Ortiz is trying to get him to talk a little sports with him, but okay, he couldn't do it. Okay, go ahead, Pete. Come on back, baby.
Yeah, so, Doc, so now going back to basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of talent today, right, like LeBron, mm-hmm. KD, so how do you think that LeBron and KD would have played in Chamberlain's era, honestly?
They're great players. And they're great players.
Doc,
they're
just so you know, not just today's mm-hmm. era, even the 90s, like Jordan, Bird.
Great players, Loopy, great players can play in any era, okay?
Yep.
In any era. Jordan is going to be great today, tomorrow. See, that's the sad part about that is that you've seen Jordan. You've seen KD. You've seen Curry. You've seen LeBron. But you're different,
yeah.
Pete, because you're a young guy with the intellect of an older, mature guy. You're a guy, because you cut from the cloth of your great dad and your mother, you know, you divulge in the history. You know, you do some reading. You do some research, you know. Today's kids, they think that what they see now is all that has ever been. If not, then they'll Google and get some very minority. And Jerry Sherman talked about that, is that, you know, he said, hey, the NBA started a thing where they started showing the NBA just from the 90s. Just from the 90s. So you don't see Julius Erving and George McGinnis and Moses Malone and Rick Barry and Oscar Robertson, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Bob Pettit, Chamberlain, Russell, Sam Jones, Havlicek, Cousy, Lenny Wilkins, kind of, you know. So and the thing that I talk about, too, is that they so often talk about Chamberlain. Well, he was the tallest guy. But you don't say that about – luckily you don't say that about Russell. But the point is, you know, you salute Durant and Irving, my buddy Magic Johnson, for their height and their ability to play at that height. But you act that – you make it you see it as an advantage and a detriment in toward their ability for Chamberlain and Oscar Robertson. You know, so Oscar, just because you're tall. I remember Julius at the All-Star game was here the last time, and we were spending some time together, and we were leaving out, and there was a tall security guard. And Julius said, hey, he said, what are you doing wasting all that height? And people are under pressure, and Chamberlain said that too. You know, they think just because, and Kareem talked about that, you know, just because I'm tall and I make it look easy, they think, you know, I'm easily doing it, and I'm lazy. And so great players are going to be great. I just think there's a certain era where the players are the greatest because they play the greatest. Oscar talked about that. I played against the greatest. And when you look at the 50 greatest players, most of them are from that era. And it's the competition, is the fact that, you know, I talked about this the other day, you know, the Lakers only come to New York once a year. Once a year. LeBron comes to the Garden once a year. And the Knicks go out there once a year. In the old days, like I said, you know, we went down to Philly. We're playing Chamberlain, Hal Greer, Cunningham, Luke Jackson, mm-hmm. Chet Walker. Then we're going to Cincinnati. Here's Oscar. Here's Lucas. Here's Odie Smith. Wayne Embry. Okay, now we got to go to Boston. There's Russell, Sam Jones, Casey Jones, Havlicek.
Yeah.
Cousy. Okay, now we're going to go out West Coast. There's Baylor. There's West. There's Emhoff. Now we leave there, and we're going into we're playing mm-hmm. Nate Thurman, Jeff Mullins. Now we go down to Baltimore. There's Bellamy. Then there's Unsell. There's Hazy West. Boom. Now you go
what
home.
What about Artis Gilmore, Doc?
Gilmore wasn't in that era. We're talking about the 60s, 70s.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm talking about, you know, Oscar's era, those guys. So I'm just saying you're playing the best redundantly because you play them on the road, boom, then they come home and play you, then you go back on the road. You know, and Oscar talked about that. You know, I played against the greatest players of all, some of the greatest players. And you look at that era. Let's look. There's Russell and Chamberlain. Yes, Thurman. Jabbar comes in there near the end of their careers. Forward-wise, we're talking about Elgin Baylor, there's Pettit, there's Barry, okay, there's Stack Sanders, there's Havlicek. Okay, you're going, huh?
Nate Thurman, well,
no,
too.
I mean,
he was really...
No, well, Jewish is coming afterwards somewhat. I'm not talking about that bird. I'm just talking about them 60s guys. Pettit,
yeah.
Baylor, Darrell Emhoff, Jerry West, Oscar Robertson, Jerry Lucas, Chamberlain, Russell, Havlicek, Sam Jones, Casey Jones, Nelson, Cousy, you know, Bellamy, Gus Johnson. When you're talking about power forwards, one of the greatest was Gus Johnson, Earl Monroe, you know, Walt Bellamy.
Yeah.
You know, and these guys now, and then also you got a chance to play some of the younger guys who are going to come on and be great stars. There's Jabbar, there's Bailey, there's Bob Lanier, okay.
Bob Lanier was really good.
But yeah, but I'm just talking about there's just a horde of great players, and you played the best players redundantly. And like I'm saying, Pete, you know, we're talking about a situation here where the Lakers come in here one time a year. Okay, mm-hmm. They come in one time a year. They play the Knicks at the Garden. Then they go over and play the Nets at the time in Jersey. Now it'd be Brooklyn. Or if they don't play them then, they're only going to play them one time. So they come to New York once. They play the Knicks once. They play the Nets once, and they're gone. And the same thing. The saturation of expansion is, one, a double-edged sword. It's allowed the attendance of players to get into the league where back in the day, you had a minute amount. Now with more teams, you need more players. But at the same time, you saturated the talent. Okay, and Bill Russell told Michael Jordan one time, he said, you know, the shot that the coach of the Golden State Warriors. I forgot the guy's name. Anyway, he hit the shot. It might have been, because yep. We can go with coach of the coach. And he said, you know, back in my day, he wouldn't have made that shot. Mike said, what do you mean? He said, because he wouldn't have been on the team. He wouldn't have been good enough to be on the team. Okay? And not only that, you don't come on the team as just a one, you know, one talent guy. Got to play a little defense, you know, as a guard. How do you be a guard and you can't dribble the ball? All you can do is shoot. Not back in the day. Every guard could dribble and shoot. You just wasn't a shooting guard. You were a point guard. You was a guard. Okay? And, you know, so the talent level of guys was superior. So that's why that era, to me, and I laugh at the guys, man, I look at the black and white film, I look at the open court guys, and I heard the guy saying that. I said, you know, you shouldn't be able to utter some of those guys' name. You know, you don't have, I mean, he hasn't earned the right. And I'm not talking about the elite guys, but you think the guy was saying, oh, man, I'm like, hey, no. In the black and white, you know. Black and white film was black and white film. Now, they were showing some stuff of Cousy in the late 50s, but no, we're not talking about Cousy in the late 50s. We're talking about when Russell and Chamberlain and Baylor and West and Pettit, Lenny Wilkins, when those guys came in the league. Because before that, I mean, before the black players came in the league, I mean, we also had, it's like baseball. The game didn't really start. The talent pool wasn't really there. You look at baseball from 1949 to 1969 in the National League, only four non-black players won the MVP award, and there's question about one of them. So, like I said, the talent pool was just so much better. Cat Fish Hunter told me back in the day, you know, the guys they had out in the bullpen, they didn't win the game in the first place. My late buddy, Tom Seaver, I said, man, if you was around today, you know, you go, you know, five or six innings, and, you know, you leave. And never forget what Tom said. Bullshit. Bullshit, he said. You got to go every fourth day, and you got to go at least 7 innings. And I'm looking like, man, how right is he? Because everybody's having Tommy John surgery now. I got Lou Pete here, who's got a 3-year, $135 million contract. You got a 4-year deal.
Yeah.
You pitch once a week, pitch a half an hour, and you're done. you know, depending on how you get to the pitch count. You know, so how do you – I remember there was a guy who was throwing a no-hitter because they started this stuff back in the Little League, too. And I even heard, I was stunned to find out that the pitchers in the bullpen can't throw with so many pitchers warming up. I couldn't believe that. I just said, what? They can't throw with so – back in the old days, okay, I got Doc Stanley in the mound, top of the fourth inning, the base hit the right field. They had the fly ball to deep right field. And we got Little Pete up in the bullpen, and Doc strikes out the side. That's it. Pitcher's down. Terry is the fifth inning, two outs. Fly ball to deep right field is off the wall. And we've got runners now at first and second as Doc has walked the second man in the game. Little Pete is back up in the bullpen. Okay, the fifth inning is over. Pete's back down. No, you know, you could get up as many times as you wanted to get up. But now I heard the guys only throw a certain amount of pitches. And like I said, this guy was throwing a no-hitter, and the manager took him out at the end of the fifth inning. He said he was gassed. He was gassed. Gassed. Juan Marichal. Juan Spahn, two of the greatest pitchers of all time. I'm listening to the game, and great Met announcer, Bob Murphy. Let's go to outside scoreboard. Let's go to San Francisco. It's nothing. End of three, Marichal against Spahn. You know, and as the game goes, okay, back to outside scoreboard. At the end of five, he admits two, Cincinnati one. It's still Marichal and Spahn, nothing at the end of six. They're well in the top of the eighth inning here now. Marichal and Spahn, nothing. Hey, it's extra inning game now. Outtown scoreboard. They're in the 11th inning now. It's Spahn, Marichal, nothing. Giants, nothing. Braves, nothing. They're in the 13th inning now. No. And, hey, it's all over. In the bottom of the 16th inning, Willie Mays has just hit a home run off Juan Spahn. The Giants beat the Braves, 1-0. Winning pitcher going all the way, Juan Marichal. Mm-hmm. Losing pitcher going all the way, Juan Spahn. 16 innings. Marichal told me I threw 245 pitches. Add the fact that he threw eight warm-up pitches 16 times. Eight pitches, warm-up pitches, 16 times he threw. So we're talking about he threw over close, he threw over 300 pitches. Threw over 300 pitches. Okay? Same thing with Spahn. I don't know if it's Spahn through, but just the fact and warming up 16 times. Let's round off to 10. That's 160 pitches there. So let's say that's 125 pitches through just warming up. Just warming up.
Yeah.
Just warming up. You know. So the quality of player is so far fundamentally sounder than the guys of yesterday. Yes, they're bigger and stronger. Yes, they may be faster. But you know, what does speed mean if you can't hit? You know, you struck out, so you said, "What? You can't run the first base before you catch the fly ball. If you can't hit, you can't hit. No matter how fast you can run, no matter how strong you are, you know, if you can't get the ball to the plate, it doesn't matter." Same thing. Some guys, big strong guy, Kenny Norton, big strong muscle bound guy. Man, he was a power puncher. He wasn't a puncher that was devastated as Sonny Liston, Ernie Shavers, Joe Lewis. You know, size has its place, but it doesn't make you put you in a special place. So, yeah, Doc Ferris wasn't that. Go ahead, Pete. A little more, baby. What else you got? Pete, what's his? Did I lose you, Pete? I want Lil Pete to come back. Lil Pete, what's up, baby?
So, Doc, listen. I got a good game for you for basketball. So, the 1971 Milwaukee Bucks versus the 95-96 Bulls. Who do you think wins that game?
That's a good game. You know, the Bucks were the first team to shoot, first team to ever shoot 50% from the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And the first team to have five guys in double figures. See, my thing is this. Jabbar can offset Michael, okay? Mm-hmm. And Oscar can offset Scottie. Okay, okay, it's very simple. Okay, Jabbar is a better center than Cartwright. Now, we can give Scotty the edge against the foes up front, but Bobby Dandridge is very much very similar to Scotty. Okay, so there's no picnic in Scotty guarding Dandridge, okay? And then the other four, we don't even know who the other four, was Rodman on that team? I don't think Rodman was on that particular team, was he? He came on the next set of three. You said the 91 team?
The 95-96 Bulls versus 1971 Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay, 90, Is that the team that Rodman's on? That's a good game.
Yeah.
That's a good game. That's a good setup. You may lean toward the it all depends what the Bulls can do with Kareem. And there's nobody that could do anything with Kareem. That Kareem would be
Oscar. You got Oscar who could
do a lot more. Kareem offsets anything Michael does, and Oscar and Dandridge offsets anything else. Because, you know, the team is shooting 57% from the floor. They're shooting 50% from the floor. So, you know, they're making their shot. That's a good game. You know, that's a good game. That's a real good game. I would, you know, and Oscar, people, though, remember what a great – Oscar told me, nobody ever scored 40 points for me. I'm going to lean toward the Bucks in that one. Lean toward the Bucks. They have a better bench. You know, they had a better bench. They had a good three-point shooter, too. Lachlan was the guy's name, so they had a guy that could shoot deep. They had Oscar. They had Kareem. Oscar was still Oscar, per se, in the sense of what he could do on the floor. And Kareem was at his best. Kareem was at his best, and Jordan's at his best. And, you know, Jordan's not coming down, jumping and sliding over Kareem like he deserved. And like I said, yeah, anything that he do, they could offset, and they're shooting 50% from the floor. So that means if you're trying to double Kareem, Oscar got the ball, he gets it to Dandridge, he gets it to Smith. It's a fact, you know. Greg Smith was a good he matched up well. You know what? I can lean there because, you know, Smith can shoot, Rodman can't shoot. I'm going to lean toward the Bucks on that one. 973-229-6921. Who's joining us? My man from across the river?
Yes.
Ken Hand Sports is with us. Yeah, we're talking about the we're going to run a little while here, too. It's good to have you in Hand Sports. Got to put you in here.
Thank you, Doc.
It's Welcome Back Monday, Little Pete, NBA Top 10. And I put first in the top 10 players of all time. He just enhanced sports. He's talking about, would you like the 95-96 Bulls against the 1971 Milwaukee Bucks? Enhanced sports, who do we take in that game?
Oh, we had to take the 95-96 Bulls without question.
Mm-hmm. Why are we taking the 95-96 Bulls?
I mean, with Jordan's performance, you know, the 72-win season, I mean, no one else has even come close to that, except maybe the Lakers.
Hold on. That Milwaukee Bucks team won 66 games. Nobody had ever won 66 games.
I would like to jump in for a second, Doc. So, you know, the 1971 Milwaukee Bucks also won the title that year. And they had the best point guard of all time, in my opinion, and top three center of all time.
Well, Oscar Robinson is not the best point guard. Oscar Robinson is the best guard, period.
Best guard.
Period. Okay.
Right.
Okay, best guard, period. So point guard. But my thing here, enhanced sports, is that, and I'm just taken back why Costello didn't go for the 70 wins. But to that point, that was the most games ever won in history of the NBA. You add the fact that they shot as a team 50% from the floor. The whole team shot 50% from the floor, and they had five starters all had 10 points a game. So Greg Smith, to me, canceled out Rodman, okay? Because Rodman can't shoot. Smith can. All right? So now Jabbar and Michael neutralize each other. Bobby Dandridge, maybe give a little bit of edge to Scotty. But Dandridge was a hell of a force. But there's nobody in the backcourt. You know what I mean? Because you're not looking at Mike in the backcourt. What are you going to do with Oscar Robinson? This team shot 50% from the floor the whole year. They won the most games in the history of the NBA. And I don't know why Costello didn't with them win 70. But they, like I said, they won 66 games. Kareem led the league in scoring. Okay, so you got Kareem in the middle. So Cartwright, that cancels out. So him and Mike kind of cancel out each other. So now we got to get the rest of the team. So Scotty is not that superior over Dandridge. If you do give Scotty the edge, well, I got to give Greg the edge against Rodman because Rodman can't shoot. Rodman can't shoot. All he's doing is getting rebounds, okay? And according to what the stat says, there ain't that many rebounds coming from this team because they're shooting 50% from the floor. So how many rebounds are you getting? And not to mention, you know, Kareem Scott. And in the backcourt, forget it. Okay? There's no guard you can put in the backcourt that's going to be the equal of Oscar Robertson. I mean, even Mike as a guard is not a guard in the same class as Oscar Farmer Robinson. So, I mean, to think that team is just going to roll past this team, like I said, and it's a team that people forget about. And I learned this myself not so long ago. They shot 50% from the floor for the season. No team has ever done that in NBA history. Enhanced sports. No team has ever done that in NBA history. 50% from the floor.
At that
point. And you're talking about 170. Huh?
Up until that point, no. But then since then, you know, the Bulls did, the Lakers did in the, I think it was the 71-72 season after the Bucks. So they had, so they caught up with them.
Yeah, but I talk about the 70. And let's understand something, too, now that just hit me, too. Wow. You could play hands-on defense, okay? You could play hands-on defense. Mike is being treated throughout the series in the game, again, like the Pistons. You know, you can touch him, you can push him, you can hold him. I just forgot about that, too. So now I can play defense. Mike can't go where he wants to go, and the referee's blowing the whistle. Scotty can't go where he wants to go. I just thought about that, too. So we're talking about 50% from the floor, okay? They won the most games in the history of the league at that particular time, all right? Yeah. And the defense is different now. I can play hands-on defense. I can touch you. I can push you. I can hold you. I just thought about that. It's a good game. I mean, because now what you're doing, you're taking Mike over Kareem. But wait a minute. Whoa. Kareem won as many championships as Mike. Kareem won more MVPs than Mike. So why are we all of a sudden make Mike better than Kareem? Because he's Mike. Like I said, love Mike.
Right.
Understand that he's all you've seen. But we too often act like Mike only played 6 years. I mean, we act like Mike only played, and when Mike was at the latter part of his career, he still was outstanding. But he wasn't in the same class outstanding-wise as Kareem was. But the thing is, we have the propensity to act like Mike only played 6 years. And who's to say that back in Russell's day, if they had an NBA playoff award, he wouldn't have won it every year, other 11 years that he played, or at least six of them. But who's to say, because the Celtics won his first year in the league, and the next year he got hurt, they didn't win. So right there, that shows you the value of Bill Russell. So who's to say he wouldn't have won six? Who wouldn't say he'd have won 11? But, I mean, you just brought some enhanced sports that came to me, too. They played defense differently then. They played defense differently then, man. You could hold your guy, you could push your guy, you could touch him, you could move him. You know, in that era, you couldn't. But in that you're talking about the era of Mike and them, you know what I mean? And you couldn't touch Mike, you know, at all.
No.
You know what I mean? But that 71 team. If we're playing them, then. That's a whole different team. You know, you got a guy in Rodman that can't shoot, so there's no points coming there. You know what I mean? Then you got Kerr, who's just a specialist, so all he can do is shoot from the outside. Okay, so he's not going to – he ain't playing no defense, so he can't guard anybody. So if Mike has to do guarding, that's taken away from his offense. Okay? And now, so that means forget about it. Nobody's doing nothing with Kareem. That's out.
Right.
Nobody's doing nothing with Oscar. That's out. So it's two against two, if you want to do it. Scotty and Mike against Kareem and Oscar. Kareem and Oscar. And their teammates are better. You know, this is a team that's shooting 50% from the floor. Everybody's in double figures. Okay, so if we just get four guys, that's 40 points. And Kareem's going to get another 20-something. Oscar's going to get you, you know, 18, 19. I mean, we too often think that the guys of today are better than the guys of yesterday. And the words of the legendary late, great stickball player, St. Clair, T. McCovey, Brathwaite, surely you jest. Surely you jest. The guys,
right.
And then even the guys on open court said there are guys today, superstars, who would be just decent players in their era. In their era. Okay? And I've always said that we talk about the greatness of Magic at 6'9", and Durant at 7 feet, and the Greek Freak at 7. So yeah, okay. We applaud and salute their height. But you saw it in a negative manner when you talked about Russell, Oscar, and Chamberlain. Well, your Chamberlain was so tall. Russell was so tall. You know, just because you have size, well, as I said, just because you're size, that doesn't mean, you know, mm-hmm. you know. So I could see, and television has done that, enhanced sports. Television has done that because we've seen. That's
yes.
all we've seen. I said, if Michael Jordan is all you've seen, I understand. And Michael Jordan, if I got to be stuck with him the greatest of all time, it's not a bit of pill to swallow to a degree. But when they asked Kareem about that, he said, man, I guess I never saw Oscar Robertson and Jerry West. I mean, how do you dismiss a guy that did 50-25? 52. The first 4 years that Chamberlain played, he averaged 40 points and 22 rebounds. He said, then I pulled back up scoring. Only played 13 years. Imagine had he played as long as Kareem, you know, or a couple more years like Mike. But 40 points and 22 rebounds a game. That's what he averaged. 40 points and 22 rebounds a game. And had a fall-away bank shot, okay? And had they not implemented that you couldn't dunk for your free throws, how many more points would he score? Because you couldn't have fouled him because he's going to dunk and make the free throw. And if you leave him alone, he's going to score. How many more points would he had? He led the league in rebounding. He led the league in assists. He led the league in points. I think they have 72 NBA records. He's got 68 of them. Jordan and him both averaged 30 points a game. Jordan a little more. But Jordan ain't got no 22 rebounds. You know, I mean, the rebounds are worth, what, another 2 points apiece? You know? But, I mean, I can see your point. I mean, a lot of people say to the 72 Bulls, because you look at the 73 win Warriors, they lost the championship after being up 3-1. But I mean, when you talk about, and Lil Pete is just a little genius there, that 71 Milwaukee team was a hell of a team. They should have won 70 games. I don't understand. I'm befuddled by these coaches who do this stupid kind of stuff. I remember Melvin Gordon at the three quarters had the all time rushing record in collegiate college football. They took him out the game. You know how long he had that record in hand sports and Lil Pete? You know how long he held the most yards game in a collegiate basketball game in history? Do you know how long? Take a guess how long he had that record in hand sports.
I'm sure it was quite a while. I'm not really sure how much, though.
Well, give me a guess.
Eight years.
Okay, Lil Pete? How long did he have the record?
Huh?
How long did he have the record? Melvin Gordon, all-time rushing record in a collegiate basketball game. How long do you think he held that record?
Maybe about 2 years, right?
Okay, all right. You ready for this? Cause now remember, the coach took him out. The coach took him out. At the end of the third quarter, he held the record for 1 week. He held the record for 1 week. It got broke the next week.
1 week.
It got broke the next week. The
wow.
next week, he had a whole quarter of football left to go, and the coach took him out. Like, you know, don't worry about it. You're going to get these mini rush, you know, next year in the eighth game. Took him out the game. The record lasted 1 week. 1 week.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Just a week.
I understand. I mean, you got a chance. For sports immortality. You know what I mean? Sonya says, look, I can't go out with you Friday, but you know what? Can we go Thursday evening? You're damn right, Francis. We can go Thursday evening. How do you take a guy out the game, okay, who's got the all-time, and you have a whole quarter of football left? You know, and, you know, it's just crazy. You know, the Chamberlain, the coach is going to take Chamberlain. Chamberlain was looking to come out the game. He's got 100 points. The coach said, no, stay. Wilt had no idea how many points he had. But then after a while, they started putting on there, that's point number 87. Now, this is wow. Chamberlain was stay in the game. Stay in the game. You know, so, I mean, I just, you know, and it, now if it was Chamberlain's team, the 69-70-76ers and the Bulls, that is our question that they beat the Bulls. Chamberlain in the hole, Billy Cunningham up front, Hal Greer on the ball, okay, Wally Jones in the backcourt, Lucius Jackson up front. You know, the guys were better. They were better. They were more fundamentally. They want one-dimensional enhanced ones that we're talking about. You know, before you came on, Bill Russell told Michael Jordan that Paxton with that shot for them to win the championship wouldn't have made that shot in his day. Mike said, "What do you mean?" Mr. Russell said, "Because he wouldn't have been on the team." What do you mean? He wasn't good enough to be on the team in those days. You could not be a one-dimensional guy. It was no point guard, shooting guard. You was, goddamn guard. You didn't be able to dribble the ball. You had a jump shot with it. Power forward, small. You was a forward. Get the rebound. And you had a jump shot. You're no small forward, power forward, point guard, shooting guard. And you played defense. You played defense. You know, some guys, they don't play defense. That's what makes Mike so great, too. Mike plays both sides of the ball. Oscar Robinson told me. Dr. Sandy Sports and Depth Blocks are great on Trust and Government Network. We're closing soon. It's Sports and Depth Monday. Little Pete, NBA, and Enhanced Sports here. Top 10. But Oscar Robinson told me something. We're sitting down at the legendary Downtown Athletic Club where they used to do the Heisman Trophy affairs. And he told me nobody ever scored 40 points on me. Nobody. You play defense. Now, like I said, I'm just looking, you know, that team. It's a good game. And, you know, I mean, Oscar offsets Scotty. Jabbar offsets Mike. Now, that leads it to the rest of the team. Rodman can't shoot. Okay? Paxton's one of the the coach of the Golden State Warriors. He's one-dimensional. Now, I understand the rest of the players. The rest of the players are averaging 10 points or more a game. So now you got nobody to guard them. Anything Mike does, Kareem can get back. Okay? Then you got Oscar, who he can find a man open for the shot, can get the rebound if he needs it, and can make the shot. I like that team. I like that team. And the Sixers team, because that was the first time they had the record too. They had the record for most games won. They knew it was close to 72, and they wound up. It took the greatest team at that particular time to dethrone the great Boston Celtics. I talked yesterday in Hans once about the loss of Sam Jones. You know, people talk about championships.
Yeah,
Sam Jones played. I think Sam Jones played 12 years. If I'm correct. Sam Jones won the championship 10 times. He won the championship 10 times, and he only Bill Russell won more championships. Dr. Danny Sports, the Blocktalk Radio, Trusted Guard Radio Network show is my first show here. Enhanced Sports, give us that phone number on and the time once again.
Certainly. 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern time on Saturdays. The number to call is 512-543-4662. I'll repeat that again. 512-543-4662.
Okay. Enhanced Sports. Every Saturday, 7 p.m., there's the number.
That's
512-543-4662. Enhanced Sports, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, and we're back.
And your host is, huh?
And we are back. We just had a holiday break, but we are back. This week.
Okay. I got to put that in. I know MN Sports is back. And give us the host again.
I am the host, Lou Tenor, and we cover just about almost everything in the world of sports. We got your basic football, basketball, hockey, baseball. We'll be covering the Olympics as we get closer to it then. We'll also discuss the top five quarterbacks, who you think the top five quarterbacks are. We'll have some thoughts on the upcoming events that will happen this year because there is some unusual events this year that don't happen quite that often, so I'll get your take on that. So if you got time, feel free to call in. I take all questions as
well.
Yeah,
so good. Okay, Lou, give us a spelling of your last name.
T-E-N-O-R with a silent E. Remember, it's Italian. So everybody gets it thrown off. You're not alone. Everybody gets it thrown off.
No. I'd like to hear you say that. You know, that's what I asked you to say, because you say, you know, T-E-N-O-R, the silent E, you know. And I love that.
Well, if you don't do it, you get it wrong.
Yeah. You know, yeah, you're right. Yeah, but I love it. It's not Doc Stanley's Sports Internet, Blog Talk Radio. Okay, Lou, you top five quarterbacks. Are we talking about the top five quarterbacks of all time or the top five quarterbacks in the game today?
Well, I think we top five quarterbacks of all time, because one is on the list and is no longer there, namely Peyton Manning. So it is of all time.
Okay. We're talking
he's
probably
on the
Brady,
list. He's on
Manning.
The list.
Brady, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers up there.
You know, there's Elway and there's Joe Montana.
Actually, Montana was Elway was not on that list, but he should be. You know.
So who's the fifth name on that list?
No, it could be anybody, but you know, it wasn't on the list that when the question was brought up. This is strictly an opinion. So just to keep that in mind.
No, okay, yeah, but okay, I got that. Who were the five names? Brady,
Manning,
Rodgers, Elway.
Elway was on that list. I got to look that up again, but that did surprise me.
Okay,
Elway,
no problem. I have no problem. Lou, I want to appreciate it. Happy New Year to you. I haven't told you this last year. I love
Thank
when you join us all. I got to take your show. You know, I Peyton Manning, no question. Eli Manning, no. Eli Manning, vastly overrated.
No.
Living off the two Super Bowls, a 500 quarterback, shouldn't have been MVP of the first Super Bowl that he was in. You know what I mean?
Right.
People overlook it because they like the fact that they beat the Patriots. And but that's it in a nutshell. Dr. Danny Sports and Death, Blog Talk Radio, Touch of Government Network. It was Sports and Death, the NBA Top 10. And I've got to put Enhanced Sports in my thing, so I'll do that another one. So we'll have that. And Lou, closing thoughts before we go real quick.
Wait, thoughts on what?
You, whatever was on your mind real quick, with the closing thoughts.
Well, of course, you know, with the virus happening, it's causing a whole havoc in our sports world. But I am glad to say that they are lowering the amount of time from isolation away from the athletes. Instead of 10 days, it's 5 days. So I think that normal, that's good news. You know, everybody's thinking, oh, it's too rushed and whatnot to get back in 5 days. No, I mean, I think it shows that, you know, we're starting to get better. We're starting to get our players back. And that's a good thing. Although I'm not so sure about how Kyrie is going to do when he returns to the Nets. I mean, because basically I think we're doing fine without him. But he's going to come back for road games. Oh, boy.
Well, he can't hurt. Dr. Sandy Sports is at Blog Talk Radio, Trusted Government Network. For all of you here in Enhanced Sports, you got the time, you got the number. I'd like to say also, all of you, check out my site, drsandysports.com. You can check into my memory collection. And also, I'm asking all of you once again, as I did the latter part of last year, you know, my mother, usually I'd be broadcasting live from Brazil. And but this year, with my mother going into hospice state, I'm here, so we're asking you all to continue to pray for my mother and my family. We're so glad. We were a little fearful she wasn't going to be here for Christmas, but she's so doing so much weather. My dad, 23rd December, 40 years ago, we're a little fearful. Now we're in the third day of this month. Yesterday was my daughter's birthday. It gets to the 21st, my mother will say her 93rd birthday. And, you know, Lou, you don't want to see your parents – you know, ill like that, but at the same time, you want to see him. You know, I remember the late, great Art Russ, when his mother passed, and he was talking about her age, and he said, you know, the age is not a factor. Moms is moms, whether she's 29 or 109. Moms is moms, and when you especially got a great mom, like I had, I thought about, you know, Little League Lou, that came on one day, and I told my mother that, you know, playing the outfield, and his son, you know, was bothering me. And before I played the next game, my mother had bought me a pair of sunglasses. I was the first Little Leaguer, I'm thinking without question, to ever wear sunglasses in the outfield, ahead of my time, as that's in vogue now. You know, I didn't have the old flip glasses. And other story,
right.
It's a Friday night. It's a Friday night, yeah, because they had the flip glasses then. And it's a Friday night, Lou, and I'm watching TV, then you're glad because it's Friday night. And, you know, hey, you know, you're out of school tomorrow. You ain't got to school this Saturday. And she said, you know, she turned to me, she said, look, if you go to bed now, you hit a home run tomorrow. I said, what? Yeah. So I jumped into the bed. Ma, that's it. Ma, can I get him to go to bathroom quick? She said, hurry up. Well, first
is
time
that
up.
Supposed to be like an incentive?
Huh?
Is that supposed to be like an incentive?
No. She just said if you go to bed early, you know, it was a Friday night, because usually you want to stay up a little late on a Friday because you ain't got to go to school on Saturday, you know? She said, you know, you go to bed now, you get a home run tomorrow. And the first time up, Clifford Scott, never forget it, because we became teammates later on in the league. And the last time I saw Clifford Scott, I was a police officer then, and I'm out on patrol, and I'm walking. There's a softball game in the park, and there's Clifford Scott. Hey, man, Scotty, one of the great defensive shortstops and outstanding basketball players, and a great curveball pitches. And he saw me. Hey, man, and he got up, and he hit a home run. He turned to me. I'll never forget. He says, hey, that's for you, he said. And he was a pitcher that day. Now we're both 11 years old. And my Uncle Wallace, one of the great minor league players, he said he turned down a contract because of a little bit of money. Majors got drafted by the Phillies. And he always told me, you always adjust and step up closer in the batter's box on a curveball pitcher because you want to catch the ball before it breaks. Well, you know, like a sponge, you know, that young man. You listen, the first time it's got, bam, two-run home run. Next time up, bam, again. But this time, the first baseman tripped me, and I ran to one of my teammates, and I wound up with a triple. Tied the game up. Raymond Haskins, who became one of the great coaches. In fact, Raymond Haskins coached LIU to the NCAA tournament and to the NCAA championship at LIU, and he dusted me off. I had told everybody what my mother said, and he said, man, he said, next week I'm going to bed early. They were dusting me off with a triple and tied the game, and Lou, the next week, the first time up, Calvin Haskins hit a home run. You know what I mean? And Raymond Haskins, his brother, late Calvin, became the greatest catcher in history of non-action baseball, little league baseball. But my mom's a member of telling me that, and buying me the sunglasses, got me her in Virginia my first pair of spikes, because in little league we wore the rubber spikes. And I remember she came out to a game, and she had to leave early, but. Yeah, she really got into the game because when I got back, she was talking about, because those are, take it to me, babe, take it to me. Come on, babe, no batter. And when I came back, she said, she's really got adjusted into the game. So keep all the Peyton mothers in prayer. We also send sympathy out to the Freitas family. Lou, thanks a lot for being with us. Lou, I really appreciate you always jumping in.
You're New York, right? It is East. I just want to mention because it's East Coast time. Because I always want to mention that to people, just in case they call from outside the area. So I'd like to put in the time zone. But you're the same time zone as I am. So I just want to clear that up.
Yeah. So what I need from you, Lou, you got my email address, docstanley@al.com. You just send me a photo so I can put one in my collage of you. Okay.
That we got to work on with the camera. We're having trouble with that. So.
Okay, now, whenever you get a chance to send me a picture, send me one. That's all.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
All right.
If you don't, then you can send me, if you have a picture of the station, you know, of your show, a collage or something, just send me that. Send me a photo of that. No, I'll just put your Enhanced Sports. That's all. Just something so I can put here in my collage of your photos, all right?
All right. So it's docstanley@aol.com, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. docstanley@al. Also, you people out there, too, you got questions.
Right.
You got things you want to send me. That's the email,
docstanley@al.com. My name, rank, and serial number.
Yeah, the good one already has that. Lou, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Doc.
Thanks, Lou. Happy New Year. Doc Stanley Sports and their blog, Enhanced Sports. I'll give you the rundown of that once again. But we're going to close out like we always do. Marvin Gaye has this to say before we go on. Our way, man. Marvin Gaye, man. I was thinking about, you know, I heard that song. You know what's going on? Barry Gordy had problems with that. He didn't. He just didn't think, you know, should be getting into politics and stuff like that. You know, just stay with the love ballads and everything, and became one of the greatest selling albums, period, of all time. Marvin Gaye. What's going on? He does well. You know, we're going to close with
I was walking down the street in a little old country town. I saw a rusty penny half buried in the ground. As I reached down to pick it up, I saw beneath the rust these words, just barely visible, "In God we trust." I held it for a moment, then suddenly I knew what God, in all his wisdom, would have me say and do. He used this worthless penny to make me understand that life is not worth living without the Master's hand. Oh, in God we trust. In God we trust. We're lost just like this penny unless in God we trust. And then I heard a still small voice within me whisper, very clear, "Be still and know that I am God, and I'm always near. When all your dreams come tumbling down around you in the dust, remember this lost penny and place in me your trust." Oh, in God we trust. In God.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth. And it's not. It's time to go, but I'm always new show. As I say, I let Marvin Gaye have just a taste before we go on our way.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time.
When the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try
to save a world?
To save a world
that's destined to
that
die.
Is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today,
children today,
really gonna suffer tomorrow,
really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame,
what a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, but who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
A Rádio Pajeú é o mundo todo. Fala, Stanley, direto dos Estados Unidos.
Meu nome é Doug Stanley.
Meu nome é Doug Stanley.
E eu moro em Nova York.
Eu moro em Nova York.
Nos Estados Unidos.
Nos Estados Unidos.
E estou ouvindo Radio Web Pajeú.
Estou ouvindo a Rádio Web Pajeú.
Um abraço.
Um abraço.
Hugs. God bless you.
Deus abençoe você.
Eita, menino, quer dizer que agora é internacional, é?
Yes. Ué.
And if I may say that the sport in-depth nation is here. The sport in-depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr., I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good Doc.
We will take it away with Layla Hathaway. Her gift. What I do. Thank God. Thank you. Love of God. Good girl. Layla Hathaway. Grammy.
Don't ask me why, don't wonder how, don't bother asking how. Possible to love someone like you, it's 'cause you're mine.
From ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him,
Live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
What's in depth? Monday, Little P, NBA Top 10 first. What's in depth? What's in depth? Doc Stanley. And this is Little Pocky member Little P. And another appearance by Lou Kenner from Enhanced Sports. It appears every Saturday. Sports and Depth is an informative for education, shows a look at the world of sports. And this is renowned and legendary award-winning radio show, Sports and Depth. The breaking forth of daily and self-respective, bringing also both an in-depth look and perspective, not only on the sports of our time, but to the players and performers of the said events of both now and yesterday. Sports and Depth, a.k.a. also brings us a unique phase of sports and intellectual discussion. Not just a place, because, as it takes, Lord God gives us time to listen. We do take a God-blessed mind filled with passion, determination, intellect, and belief in competing and accomplishing too. With in-depth knowledge and the world's intellect of Dr. Iconic Pocket, Sports and Depth is too, the world in depth. We dedicate this show to the late NBA great and 10-time NBA champion and one of the 50 greatest players, number 24, the Boston Celtics, Andre Jones. And we do this show in memory of my longtime friend, Renault the Prince, who too passed away yesterday. Thank you, George. Once again, we'll revoke the rumors. Off-tie and last issues from Brandon Key. Sometimes you get tired of going through all the bullshit just to get to the bullshit. Just because you are big in size and have speed, you will make it mean you are special. We ask that you all continue to keep my beloved mother, Vivian Pauline Howard Stanley, in prayer. She's now in hospice. And from the bottom of my heart, I say thank you, and always, trust in God. Sports and Death, Broad Talk Radio. Trust in God, Radio Network.
I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Good evening.
Okay, so Okay.
And ask you for your guidance, especially.
I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.